Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. You are tuned in to the open mic episode this evening. Did I just sneeze on the air for the first time in like 13 months? Pardon me, I'm sorry. You all are tuned in to the open mic episode this evening. My name is Dee Dee Wright. I am the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I am also the author of Poetry to Life, Youth Struggle Love. If you haven't purchased it, please do. It's available in hardcover, softcover, ebook format, Amazon.com, Google Books, Author's House, BarnesandNoble.com. Most places books are sold. It was published in 2012. If you haven't gotten it yet, I'm going to be side-eyeing you. No, I'm just kidding. But no, really, you really should get it. It's also available, autographed copies of it, on PoeticSoulInc.com. I am a veteran teacher of English language arts. I've been teaching for 13 years. And thankfully, I am on vacation. No, Miss Wright does not teach summer school. I am also the owner of Poetic Soul, Inc. It is a small business providing handmade, hand-painted gifts, as well as writing services, services for writers, authors, published, unpublished. And I would also love to announce the new addition to my passion, which is Dear Royals, Panhandlers, and Hopeful Souls, 42 Unpublished Letters. It is not just poetry. Actually, I would say a good 15% is poetry, and the rest are letters. You definitely have to pre-order it if you have not yet done so. You may do so by visiting PoeticSoulInc.com, visiting the boutique, and then going to books. It is only $11 at this point, but after Wednesday, it will go up slightly. Definitely show the poet who shows all poets love and purchase Dear Royals, Panhandlers, and Hopeful Souls, 42 Unpublished Letters. It's definitely a safety old type of intellectual book, so please support me. This evening, we will be having an open mic episode. There are a few questions I would like to throw out there. Oh, and one more thing, A Literary Assault on the American Mind. If you missed last week, Thursday's episode, you should definitely tune in. If you're following at Poetic Soul Talk Show on Instagram, then you will see I have reposted some of the authors who have contributed to this anthology of poetry. It is definitely going to become a part of historical literature, especially with the many things going on in this country at this point in time. If you did not tune into that episode, please visit blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life, 2 being the number 2, and tune in to A Literary Assault. Diverse writers, different cultures, backgrounds, from different places, from in America, from here in New York City, where I am, straight across to California and all in between. You must check it out. So please show love to that as well. You know, we're a literary community of writers. We do our best to support all writers, all genres, no matter what. And I think that's something that would definitely be of interest to you. It's also available on my website for purchase at PoeticSoulInc.com with the boutique and then the books. It is there as well. So just show some love. And again, I forgot to mention, I do represent the Bronx, the Boogie Down, all day, every day, even though I was born in Harlem, New York City, in the building. For those of you that are tuning in for the first time this evening, welcome. Your voice is welcome. I hope to be able to hear it before the end of the episode. So I'm going to get into a few of the protocols. First and foremost, if you are going to speak on the air this evening and share poetry or answer some of the questions I'm going to be throwing out there, please mute all background noise. It really interferes. It's louder than most of the time. So please mute background noise if you are going to speak on the air this evening. If you are going to be sharing poetry, please refrain from any profanity. I am a poet. I do understand passion and cussing, but just so that none of the audience members are offended, if you need to, please improv when necessary. Also, if you're not following the talk show, we've been on the air since June of 2014. There are over 60 episodes at blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life. Once again, 2 being the number 2. Tune in to episodes with authors, writers, artists from across the country. I mean, listen during your lunch break, while you take a bath, buy some candles from Poetic Soul, Inc., and just chill out and tune in. Follow the show so you can be kept abreast of all of the things that we will have goings on. On that note, I would like to announce, because I forgot to send DMs and emails, we do go on donations. There were writers, poets, previous listeners who say that they would be donating. Those donations need to be made. Those can be made to ddpoetry@gmail.com. Of course, this is not a completely free platform, although we have a lot of loyal listeners and dope poets who have contributed and allowed us to be on the air this long. The deadline for those donations need to be August 15th, or we will not be on the air any longer. So I will make another announcement about that. But if you're tuning in, you know, please donate what you said that you would so that we can keep this open at least until December for writers and poets and artists. So with all of that being said, we're going to get into the open mic episode. I do have a question for audience members. Oh, and once again, if you're listening on the phone and you would like to speak, please press star 1 on your phone. You will go into queue. I will see you, and I will definitely get to you before the end of the episode. Everyone, please feel free to share your voice, your poetry. That is what this show is all about. If you're listening online at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, please use the chat box to send questions, comments, feedback. At this point in time, I see that it's running, so you may feel free to do that at any time also. The question I have this evening, and it is a sensitive topic, and I do, you know, try not to be hesitant when it comes to sensitive topics because we do need to discuss certain things, maybe even to have our perspectives challenged a bit. The topic this evening is interracial relationships. If you don't mind sharing whether or not you've been in one, it's a simple yes or no question, and or how you feel about interracial relationships, if you've been in one versus if you haven't been in one. That is the topic of this evening's conversation. So once again, if you would like to share your views regarding those questions, please press star 1 on the phone lines. Your voice is welcome. If you're listening online, you may send your feedback via the chat box, and I will also read that out loud on the air this evening. I am going to go to the phone line. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Dee Dee. This is Untamed calling from Georgia.
Shout out to Untamed. I was going to shout you out, girl, during the before the break because you won the candle giveaway. You didn't give me a chance to. I'm so glad you called, though.
Thank you, thank you. I had to try to get in here and call. My schedule has been so crazy for the past couple of months, and I've been having to catch the playbacks, and I was like, I don't care what I do, I have got to make some time to call in and slam with Dee Dee a little bit, even if it's only for a few minutes. I got to.
Yes, I'm so grateful. For those of y'all that are tuned in, Author Untamed is a big-time supporter of the show. She's the author of the Never No More series. She has 4 books in that series, as well as a book of poetry entitled This Side of Heaven. You all have to follow her on Instagram. I know how busy it is, sis. I'm not ever mad at you, but I'm very glad that you called in this evening and squeezed me into your very busy schedule.
So thank you. I'm glad. I love being able to participate and calling in. And it feels good just to kick back and relax sometimes. And it gets difficult when your schedule gets all hectic. So, you know, sometimes you just have to say, forget it. I got to take a break.
Yes, and I mean, are you serious? Do you really mean that? You are such a busy woman with writing and creating and talking about the next creation and in the process of, I mean, you do so much. What an inspiration in terms of all of that, because I know even being a mother that you are, and you're also a wife, and it's like nonstop movement.
All the time.
It's a beautiful thing, though. You're definitely a blessing in the midst of it all, so I know you'll be blessed. You're so welcome. I believe that from the bottom of my heart. But before you share poetry, I don't know if you have an opinion or an answer to the question regarding interracial relationships. I know that you're a married woman, so I don't want you to, of course, speak on anything other than that. I'm not digging too deep. But what's your views of it, and do you have any? Why or why not?
Well, you know, with today's time, I don't really, you know, I don't have any views as far as negatively. You know, once was in an interracial relationship before I got married, before, but
right.
I don't have a problem with it. The only issue that I have with some people who choose to date outside the race, maybe the reasoning for why, it's one thing if you meet someone, you fall in love, it doesn't matter skin color, your complexion, or whatever. But
right.
when you're downing another race or your own race, you know, especially,
right.
you know, if a black man is downing, you know, black women, you know, we're cut from the same cloth, from the same breed. That I don't agree with. You can just say, hey, I, you know, this is what I prefer, this is my preference. You can have preferences, or if you just fall in love with somebody, you fall in love. But to
right.
basically speak about another race, say, to generalize everybody and say, hey, I don't like black women because X, Y, and Z, that's not the same, because men get upset all the time when we group them in one category. You know, there's negative and positive
right.
in any race, and that just depends on the person. So you have to look beyond that, and that will be my only opinion about it. Love who you love. Just don't
right.
hate on anybody else, and don't have self-hate, because
right.
what, you know, black men or even, you know, black women or any race, what you have to realize is if whatever race you're having children with, your children are, if you have a, if a guy has a daughter, she's still considered a black female. So
yes,
to
she
have
is.
You speak negatively about black women would be negatively about your own flesh and blood. So, you know, you have to be cognizant of things like that when you have, you formulate opinions. And that's my feedback.
Well, that is, well, you said a whole lot in that very little time frame, and you're right. And what, for those of y'all that are tuned in, this is an open mic episode, and author Untamed is going to get into her poetry, but I did ask her a question regarding her thoughts and views on interracial relationships and dating. And let me first say the reason why I wanted to discuss this further. First of all, with, you know, all that's going on in the world, I think it's really a media thing where they're blasting this white-black thing. It's almost like they're trying to create segregation throughout the country again. I mean, that's just my opinion. And then even further, there was a blog post that I saw on Facebook, and I didn't even – I was stunned by it to the point where I didn't even look at the person's name, so I cannot tell you whose blog it was. But it was a Caucasian woman telling black women how to get and keep a black man. And I saw the amount. It was over 10,000 comments. I was like, I don't have to even read these comments or even comment for that matter. But I did read the blog post that she wrote, and I was highly offended. And I said, I don't have a problem with interracial relationships at all. I mean, I didn't like the disregard and disrespect this woman was speaking to all black women, like you said, generalizing. And it was a very condescending letter, like, we're better than you. And so this is why they choose us and not you. So this is what you need to do. And I was like, oh, wow. But it, I was like, let me introduce this on a talk show. Not even just black and Hispanic or black and white or black and anything, even, you know, Asian, it's open for discussion. But in any event, I did at least want to say why I was asking this question. Kind of seemed like it might have came out of left field. So with that being said, Untamed, you have poetry for us this evening?
Yes, I do. I actually have a short piece, and I guess if you were to be in love or fall in love, I would say fall in love with intellect. So this is kind of where that piece is going. And
perfect.
It's called Your Word.
Your Word. We're listening whenever you're ready.
My mind is captivated on overload, listening to all this power explode, ringing out between my ears. It captures my spirit, calms my fears, transforming my entire realm. I hold my breath on the very helm of every syllable you speak. My soul thirsts from the knowledge you seek. Without uttering a sound, your words are so profound. They are stirring without it ever occurring. to anyone the strength that it brings. My heart sings a lullaby, just listening to a king at the head of his throne, yet setting back for a queen to roam. And the playful and serious exchange of wordplay speaks volumes more than what anyone could simply just say. Motivated, captivated, elevated by, and intellectually drunk off of a high, simply from your word.
Oh, that was such a sapio, beautiful poem. That's my key word of the evening, everybody, sapio. Just from a word. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. What inspired that?
You know what? I was actually inspired by that. Just having an actual conversation one time with my husband, and it was just listening. You know, you're listening to someone, and they're dropping knowledge on you, and you kind of look at them like, I didn't think about it that way. And I was just like, you know what? He is educating me right now. And it has really inspired me. His words are so encouraging. And he's my best friend. And, you know, not just my husband, my best friend. So I love listening to him when he has ideas. And, you know, he gives me and forces me to look at things a different way sometimes. So
that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that this evening. Shout out your Instagram page. This is an author of 5 books and possibly a 6th one and a 10th one and a 15th one on the way. So shout out to the audience who's tuned in this evening, how they can read about what you're doing and follow you and so on and so forth.
I am everywhere social media is. I am on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook under Author Untamed. My Twitter is actually Chaz_Untamed, but if you just put in Author Untamed, it'll give you the same result. You can find me all of the social media under Author Untamed. And like Dee Dee said, I'm promoting books or promoting something that I have going on.
All day long. And hilarious posts and introspective, spiritual, Christian posts. Please follow and support this woman as she continues to write and share her story. Thank you so much, Author Untamed. I hope whenever you do get another dull moment and we're on the air, you call in and share, you know that you're always welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, I will try my best. And Dee Dee, because right now I did want to shout this out on as far as the poetry book. I'm gearing up for the MAD event, the big MAD event that we normally have here in Augusta that I'm on the committee for, which is one of the reasons why I'm really busy. You know, the poetry book was written in honor of my mother, my daughter, and my cousin, who I lost in a drunk driving crash. And so we're having the second annual Walk Like MAD event in October and getting prepared for that. And I'm honored to say that poet LaDonna Marie will actually be in my town and at the event with me. I'm going to read poetry from the book. She's going to read a poetry piece. So it's going to be awesome. And that's one of the major things I'm working on. So if you guys do check out the poetry book, which I really hope you do, all of the proceeds go
this
to
this side of heaven.
This side of heaven.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. This side of heaven.
You must support it. I do have my copy. I have peeled through it. I can't read it cover to cover. I have to take it in very small doses. But no less, as Author Untamed stated, she will be in, where is it in? Is it in Georgia?
Yes, it will be in, it's actually going to be in Evans, Georgia, which is, most people I can just call Augusta. So it's like on the outskirts of Augusta, Georgia, in Evans, Georgia. That's where the event will be held at. It's our second annual event, and
I'm
going to
try to make it.
That.
I'm going to try.
Right.
Yes, I am. In October, that gives me enough time to plan and prepare, and, of course, tag me on the events as they come up and to pass so that I can repost it, and whoever is in Georgia or in that area will also be able to come out and support all the proceeds of Author Untamed's book, which is called This Side of Heaven, which is in her real name, not Author Untamed. So, Christina Taylor, correct?
Christina Tyler. Tyler.
Tyler, okay. Christina Tyler. I'm going to repost it again as well. If you're following me at Poetic Soul Talk Show on Instagram, then you'll be able to see her the title of her book as well as events, this event coming up in October. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I'll definitely keep that in mind and repost it, and I'll communicate with you off the air regarding those details to see if I can actually make it as well.
Okay, sure.
Thank you so much. Please stay with us if you can. Just put us on speakerphone while you get your pen.
All right.
Have some tea. But thanks, Author Untamed. I'm going to put you on hold.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Hold on one moment. You all are tuned in to the open mic episode of the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. You all are all welcome to speak on the air this evening. Please press star 1 if you're listening on the phone lines. Whether you have poetry or not, if you have an event such as Author Untamed, you may press star 1 and you could speak on it on the air this evening. The question is regarding interracial dating and relationships, whether or not you've been in one before, if you have any views about it. What are they? How were those views influenced by your upbringing, your family? You know, what do you think about it? And that is the question of the night. I am going to go to the phone lines because we have callers waiting. Greetings, who am I speaking to and where are you calling from?
How you doing? This is K-Digital 69 or Confu, whichever one you prefer.
Hi, Confu, also known as K-Digital. How are you this evening?
Good, and yourself?
I'm great. I'm so glad that you called in. Confu's also a frequent flyer. He slammed a poem on the episode before last, the open mic episode. I'm glad that you were able to get through this evening. So, Confu, K-Digital, tell me if anything you have to say regarding interracial relationships. Have you ever been in one, and what are your views of them, yay or nay?
I haven't been in one, but I've been thinking about it. Over the years, like, I flirt, so, you know, my flirt isn't limited to just one race or so. If you spark my interest or stimulate my mind, I'm on it.
Right.
When people talk about, like, interracial dating, and they mention it like it's a thing of breeding, like, to keep your, you know, I guess your race pure, so that's, like, kind of rubbish to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I honestly, like some people's logic of it, but to me it doesn't make any sense because at the same time you're supposed to talk to a person, get to know them. So regardless of what their race is, you got to see where their heart is. And if it doesn't
right,
align
and
up
who's
with,
a purebred anything today?
Exactly. But you get
all,
that a lot.
You do.
You know.
You do, especially with the more extremist groups of people. You definitely get it. Well, thank you for sharing that. At least you're not closed down to or, you know, shut off by any other races or cultures. This is definitely not to promote that either. This is basically just the conversation to kind of get some views out there with regards to that. So, Confu, do you have a poem for us this evening?
I have something that's still in the works. It's not finished, but I can give it to you.
Okay. Well, we want to hear it. Whenever you're ready, we're listening.
Okay. Something I was working on called Open Mic. It starts off, I salivated the various ways I would drown a mic whenever I decided to spit. Giving up the art of spoken word as a mental massage, forcing you to commingle your legs from a stimulated clit. I love a woman who enjoys being choked but no hands or abuse, deep beyond her tongue, unloading so condoms of no use, acting out our nastiest fantasies and desires until we both come hard together like a pen stain sheets for a perfect muse. Conquering a woman has nothing to do with submission holds or handcuffs. If you connect deeply within her soul, it'll offer up her body as a sensual, voluntary sacrifice, something as simple as kissing. Can tell if you want it rough or soft. There's a difference between merely pounding inside her for quick nuts and earning her complete trust to comply with every one of my desires as I will reciprocate whatever she wants in return. Internally, I ignite her addiction for passion as I French kiss, sucking the fumes from her muted screams to inhale her as my natural high. And that's why I stopped that.
Well, I'm glad you stopped. No, but it was just, you fresh, Confu. That was fresh. I liked it, though. Very, very kind of deep in a lot of different ways. And so what inspired that? Because you were talking about women and, you know, me being of that gender. Of course, I'm curious, and I'm sure the audience is also, to know, where did that come from?
It was a lady I was feeling one time before, and she always used to push me to get on an open mic, but I would run from the mic all the time. Where we'd be busboy
really?
And poets, or yeah, like I'm outspoken, I'm not shy, but to get to the mic was like a whole different thing. Like if I get up there, mm-hmm. I'm too stubborn to walk away from it, but getting up there was the hardest thing. So
right, and so that's your tribute to her.
Well, I told her if I ever do get on the mic where she can sit in the audience, I would basically be reading it directly to her. So
that's dope.
Yeah.
I've never had that done before. I'm going to have to put that on my bucket list now. That, I mean, I would probably be cringing only because it's such a deep poem and I would be, you know, a little embarrassed more than likely. I completely understand the whole facing the microphone thing. I'm not a great big Beyonce fan. I'm not a hater. You know, she does her thing. But her creating Sasha Fierce to me was one of the, you know, most intellectual, enlightening things that I learned from her. And so I've definitely created an alter ego for moments like that because I also get very afraid despite the many times I've been, you know, on the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and sharing your poetry this evening. Please shout out your social media sites because we're Facebook friends, so I get to see bits and pieces and snippets that you post on Facebook all the time, which I am a fan of your poetry. I love the way they read very smooth. So let the audience know how they can also engage with your words and with you.
On Instagram, I'm KDigital69. On Twitter, same thing. It's all one word, KDigital69. And if you want to connect with me on Facebook, my first name is KONFAL, last name BLYTHER.
Confal Blyther on Facebook, KDigital69 on Instagram and Twitter. Please stay with us for the rest of the evening, KDigital, and thank you so much for tuning in.
Oh,
hold on
one
moment.
I'm pre-order tonight, too.
Uh-oh, that's what's up. Thank you so much. All right, hold on one moment. Y'all are tuned into the open mic episode. If you're just tuning in because I see callers are still calling in, welcome to the Poetic Flow Talk Show. Please feel free at any given time to share your poetry or answer the question of the evening, which is, have you ever been in an interracial relationship? And how do you feel about them and whatever your thoughts may be regarding that topic? I'd appreciate if you'd be willing to share it. If you're not following the talk show yet, please do so by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. And 2 is the number 2. Tune in to past episodes, open mic interviews. It's just very dope. In addition to that, I wanted to shout out the winners of the candles that I make. At Author Untamed, she spoke at the top of the show at the beginning of the episode at _leashed03 on Instagram, at she_ladypoetry on Instagram, at IamPoeticHeart on Instagram, as well as at so_heartless2. 2 being the number 2. And I'm shouting out the Instagram page because that's where I do a majority of my interactions and promotions and things of that nature. But I do create handmade candles, scented candles, all natural ingredients, no dye or anything like that. So definitely check me out again once at PoeticSoulInc.com and check out the boutique. There's many different things and there's always things added. So I'm going to go to the phone lines. And by the way, shout out to those ladies. Thank you all for reposting the pictures. Owning a small business is very challenging in the way of trying to get the word out. So any and every support that I get, I appreciate, as well as for the talk show because they also repost talk show episodes upcoming. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are you speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, everybody. It's Rashida from Jersey, a.k.a. Lady Poetry.
Hi, Rashida, Lady Poetry, all-time supporter of the show, poets, mm-hmm. past guests, open mic episodes, discussions, so on and so forth. I just shouted her out, and you're right here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm all right. I'm chilling. It's a good evening. I'm not complaining.
That's great. We're always happy to hear your voice. I know you tune in a lot of the times and don't speak, which is fine. But I just wanted to shout you out real quick because I see you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to get into the question. And right now, and I know people probably don't want to hear this, I don't have any poetry because what I'm doing now is anything that I'm writing is going in my book that I plan on having come out by the time October is here. So
great.
No major writing for the public right now. So please, nobody get offended. It's not that, but I did want to get into the question. How do I feel about interracial dating? I don't think that there's a problem with it. I don't have any personal beef with it. I have never dated outside of my race. I don't think I ever will. It's just a personal preference. But
right.
I did watch a YouTube video one time that kind of bothered me. There was a girl on there, and she was a black girl, and she was dating a Caucasian guy, and she said, this is how you win over the family. And she went into this little, this little thing, like she was playing a scene or something, and she said something that just made me mad. She said, you know, when the parents don't know that he's dating a black girl and he brings you home, naturally, even if they're racist or not, they're going to look at you and say, oh, okay, she's not what I was expecting, you know. And then she goes on to say, well, when you speak to them, when you talk to them, you're getting to know them, focus on your positives. And I'm like, what? Focus on your positives. Yeah, say where you're coming from, you know, where you come from, your education, talk about your, you know, the goodness in your family, this and that. And it's not that I don't think that that's a good thing, but why do I have to focus on my positives?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just because
that word.
I'm coming before, right, because I'm coming before your family, which happens to be Caucasian. I just had a problem with that. That's the only thing. Other than that, I mean, I don't feel like I should have to go that far. I mean, if you ask me about it, of course, I'd be proud to put my accomplishments out there. But I don't think that I'm just going to put that out there and say, hey, this is what it is. You know, I can't see myself doing that because it's like I'm trying to make you, you know, I'm really trying to make you love me. You know what I mean? No.
Right,
we'll work
right.
on that eventually. You know, just get to know who I am as a person, and then we can discuss that stuff in the future. So I just say that I just didn't think that was important as far as that. I mean, you want them to know you're a good person, but you don't have to, you know, put your accolades out there like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, but I'm not against it. Love is love. Love who you love. I have absolutely no problem with that. Please, you know, if it makes sense for you, be happy. Not miserable. That's all I'm saying.
Happiness is the goal. It's always
That's
the
right.
goal.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us this
mm-hmm.
evening. And as
mm-hmm.
Lady Poetry says, she's working on publishing her book of poetry, which she's been writing for a long time and experienced in that regard. Definitely follow her on Instagram as she is _ladypoetry. And check her out, follow her, make sure when her book is released you purchase and support her book. She is a major supporter of not just myself, but many, many poets, artists, and writers. And so we just want to make sure we give her an opportunity to give that love back. And, of course, when that book is released, Lady Poetry, you know you have
mm-hmm.
to be a guest on the show.
Absolutely.
You just know
Absolutely.
That. You should already know that.
Yep.
Please stay tuned into the rest of the episode.
I will.
And hold on one moment.
Yes.
I am going to go to the next caller. Everybody that is waiting to speak, you will be able to speak. Please wait patiently. Don't hang up or get frustrated with me as I'm trying to give each poet an opportunity to either share their poetry or answer the question or both. If you would like to speak on the air, once again, please press *1. You will go in the queue. I will get to you if you're listening online at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. Please send your questions, comments, feedback, and I will read it aloud on the air this evening before the episode is over. I'm going to the next caller.
Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
This is Steve Howe, a.k.a. Stunning One, calling from...
Hey, Steve. From Arkansas. Steve is a supporter from day one, a donor, frequent flyer on the Poetic Soul Talk Show, even though he's been MIA more recently, but we're not going to get into that. We just happy to hear your voice this evening, Steve. And I was going to read your text, and then I saw that you were waiting to speak. So I was like, oh, I don't have to do that. Steve texted me to say he was out at a dinner and he wanted to share a piece, but was going to try to squeeze us in, which I'm glad that you were able to get through and I could go straight to you. So, Steve, really quick, are you still out celebrating?
We are. I'm actually outside right now, and they're all inside probably wondering where I'm at.
Uh-oh. Well, do you have any thoughts or regards before you get into this dope poem that you're going to be sharing this evening? Do you have any thoughts regarding interracial dating whatsoever, any views or any anything you would like to say or share? That's been the question of this evening's episode.
I got three words for you. Love.
I'm ready.
Love is blind.
Whoop, there it is. Love is blind. And with that being said, I'm not going to press because I know you're at an event, and I do appreciate you stepping out from dinner because I love to eat, and I don't know if I'd be able to do that. So I definitely want to tell you thank you for squeezing us into your schedule. You're like fabric in this talk show. So whenever you're ready to share this dope piece of poetry, Steve, we're listening.
Yes, ma'am. Here we go. I don't want a comfortable love. I want a love that leaves me uneasy. A love that makes me question everything in this universe. A love that can go from good to bad, bad to worse, back to better than ever. A love that instead of saying I would, it says I could, I should, and I will. A love like medicine with the power to heal. An unguarded love that's foundation is built firmly on our God above. A love that's helpful and always reassuring. A strong love that's more than capable of enduring. A love like art with the ability to inspire. A love that can take a cold heart and create fire. A love that makes me stop and think and leaves me afraid to blink because there's something I might miss. A love that's reminiscent of the very first kiss. Over and over, repeated through the years. A love that will cherish every facet of the relationship, including the tears. A love that makes the dark days brighten with a simple smile. A love that's not afraid to walk the green mile. A love that leaves me breathless, wondering if I may actually faint. A sinless love that's regarded as a saint. A holy love that I found in her. Now I wait.
Ooh, boy, Steve. That was Steve's open mic piece. Steve, I don't even know. You sound like you in love, Steve. I mean, for those of you that
I'm
y'all have
I'm
to...
I'm a man. I ain't prepared to talk about my feelings.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. We need more of that in the world. Steve is also known as Stunning One, one being the number one, Stunning One on Instagram, and he just posts these dope snippets of poetry. And more recently, I've noticed more so about love, and that poem was like wedding vows almost. That's something you say when you're walking down the aisle.
I wrote that one kind of in and out of work today. You know, something would kind of come to me, and I actually wrote the rest of it while I was sitting in the parking lot here at this restaurant waiting on some friends to show up. So, you know,
wow.
Love's been on my heart here lately. That is what it is. So,
I ain't mad at
one
you
day.
At all, Steve.
One day it'll happen. We'll see.
And yeah, you definitely geared up towards it. You know, you attract what you exude, and you're exuding that. It's like a light, and I'm like, wow, Steve, thank you so much for sharing and calling in this evening. I know you may not be able to be with us for the rest of the episode, but definitely follow Steve, Stunning One, number one, on Instagram and read this man's poetry and enjoy the rest of your evening and dinner and tell everyone we're sorry for keeping you so long. I got to you as soon as I could.
Oh, you're good. You're good. Hey, I want to tell you thank you for having me. I appreciate each and every one of y'all that call in and make this show what it is, especially you for having us. You do great things, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Thank you, Steve, and we're proud to have you here, and hopefully we will be able to speak to you next week, Thursday.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all have a good evening.
You too, Steve. Take care. Y'all are tuned in to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. This is the Open Mic Edition. If you just tuning in, I see some people logging online. Welcome. Please feel free to send your questions, comments, feedback via the chat box, and I'll read it on the air aloud before the episode is over. I do see callers waiting, and please thank you, first of all, for continuing to wait, and I am definitely going to get to each of you, so please don't become impatient. I'm going to the phone lines now. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
His life is Corio, calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Life is Corio. Once again, we have loyal poets. Day one, Life is Corio was the first interview that I did on the Poetic Soul Talk Show in June of last year. And so here he is once again, frequent flyer. Thank you so much for calling in this evening, Life is Corio. How are you doing?
Yeah, kind of so-so. I'm trying to manage with all this heat, but I'm from the South, so I'll manage.
Please don't talk about it. Start making me sweat. You know that. That's why crime go up in the summertime. But we a Poetic Soul family here. We're not going to talk about any crime on the air. So, Life is Corio, how do you feel about, well, first, have you been in an interracial relationship before? And then, how do you feel about it? What are your thoughts or views or feelings about it?
I have, some years ago. Awkward to, you know, I guess it's the best word to describe it. The particular lady was a germaphobe, so that was interesting.
Germaphobe. She had, I have a touch of, like, was she like a hypochondriac type of germaphobe, or was she just...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to wash my hands before I think about you.
Oh, wow. No, that's – okay, that doesn't have anything to do with race at all. But so I'm assuming that's why it didn't work out too well.
Right. I am all for, you know, trying different things, sampling life. I'm all for that. But I don't sway, you know, too much one way, to the left or to the right. I don't have any bad opinions towards it. It's just, you know, to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about it.
So, I'm not going to dig any deeper beyond that because, you know, so. The blog post, but there's a caller waiting. So if we have time, Life is Corio, and you don't mind, after you share the piece that I hope you will be sharing a piece with us this evening, then perhaps I'll come back to your dig a little deeper with regards to the blog post that kind of inspired this topic for this evening's episode. But do you have poetry for us?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Well, whenever you're ready, we're listening.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how that works because I'm usually going before Steve, and, you know, I guess this particular episode I'm going after him, so.
He likes it that way, by the way.
Yeah,
we've joked about that, like, don't put me after Life is Corio or Cisco. Please put me first. And due to his, you know, activities this evening, I didn't do that intentionally aside from me knowing he was standing outside waiting for me to pick up the line. But, yeah, you're right. I'm surprised you noticed. But then again, I'm not surprised that you noticed. So, yeah, whenever you're ready, we're listening.
Okay. This one is a little deep, but that's me. I call this one The Other Half. It's got to be called something worse than bad luck. because I keep getting stuck in if it's meant to be. And suddenly a smile becomes 32 teeth on the floor, door closed to the depth of happiness. And I guess I repress the song in my spirit, knowing the phonograph in yours is the only one that can hear it. And I cry out to you, what am I supposed to do now? Spirits danced in glee because Cece Peniston sang finally. Two free wills deciding the still small voice gave us the choice to dive deep, falling asleep to 3 a.m. prayers and keepsakes of what we found. Now brown-eyed tears shower the ground. And what else am I supposed to do? Brick by brick, the quickening of a heart that knows itself and knows its top shelf still walks away, where minds weep for each other by night and find solace and sadness by day. Why do they favor not to stay? What else am I supposed to do? What else am I supposed to do when you flew angel wings into no more hurt, tasted skin within and adorned hands entwined like a woman's worth? Who else is supposed to move through me like a refraction of myself? And how long do I pine for the reunion, but you minus yourself, but you're not a distraction? You bled power from my woes and closed eyes and folded the unknown into a kiss. And who else's heart is supposed to feel like this? I'm supposed to breathe with a vapor that was once your hair, and I'm supposed to dance in a place of your outline still standing there. What else am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to kneel down and humbly concede to being the rib of my cage and the hemoglobin that I bleed? How am I supposed to inhale the half of a soul? And what pathogen can console a heart with that kind of a hole? What else am I supposed to do when dancing breathes electricity in feet? And how do I ignore when spirit of my spirit embraces and meets? How do I forget padlock the key unlatched, just rebirth the eagle that decided to hatch? What else am I supposed to do when a thousand no's crawled me this way towards you? What is half a soul supposed to do?
Wow. You said so much. I was trying to keep up. I always try to keep up and jot things down without missing the point beyond the point I'm trying to jot down, and I kind of get lost. That was a very deep piece. And can you share with us what inspired that? I can kind of, you know, probably answer that for you, but just to give you an opportunity to, you know, expand a bit.
Well, this one is particularly amorously inspired. I have a few of those from time to time. And, you know, just kind of speaking without speaking, it's directed towards a certain someone. And
mm-hmm. And you
I
missed
can't necessarily...
him.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, I know I see this post all the time on social media. Just because you miss a person doesn't necessarily mean you want them back. You know, missing a person is just a human feeling. And I don't know whether or not that's the case with you, and I won't dig deeper because then we'll be on the air till midnight and everybody will be asleep. We done hung up the phone. But, yeah, that was a beautiful piece. Thank you so much for sharing that with us this evening.
Absolutely.
Don't go anywhere. Just hold on for one moment. Hold on for one moment, Life is Choreo. And, of course, thank you, Life is Choreo, once again, for sharing that piece and making time for us. Listen, for those of you that tuned in, there was a caller waiting to speak who, I don't know if they took another call or exactly what happened, but if you're still listening, you may call back in. You have about less than six minutes to call in and share the piece that you might have wanted to or to answer the question. The Poetic Soul Talk Show is constantly growing in numbers, and we look forward to these episodes, myself included. I say we because I couldn't do this without the listeners, the poets, the writers, the silent supporters, the very outspoken, very gifted poets that share in this platform. And so please, if you can, repost, you know, tag people underneath the post on Instagram at Poetic Soul Talk Show so that we can continue to grow larger. I just, see things in the future that are kind of foggy but still look bright. And I believe that's a light of more. And so that is my goal moving forward as the host, to engage other writers and poets, to encourage those who may be shy, like Conful is when it comes to the microphone, or, you know, just to increase the voices. We really need that. Next week, Thursday, may be an open mic episode. It may not be. I am considering allowing myself to be interviewed for Dear Royals, Panhandlers, and Hopeful Souls, 42 unpublished letters, which shout out to Alicia, my Velcro, who purchased the book while we were on the air this evening. But no less, because I do believe it's a book that embraces all of us to some extent. And in addition to that, was very largely influenced by this talk show platform and the many different people that came through. Because every episode I learned something new, and I'm an eternal student regardless of my career choice as a teacher. So if I don't find someone to interview me next week where I can share snippets of the book with you all and beyond, then it will be an open mic episode regarding gun laws in America, right? How do we get from Dear Royals, Panhandlers, and Hopeful Souls to gun laws in America? But of course, with everything going on in America, I definitely feel like it's a conversation we should have, and not just the men, because they always associate guns with men, and we should just have this conversation across the board, from citizens to law enforcement. And at this time in history, I would assume that a lot of people will have an opinion. So either way, just please make sure, if possible, without neglecting your responsibilities and obligations, if you can tune in to next Thursday's episode, same time, same place. You are welcome. Share your poetry. You can get questions ready for me, or you can get gun types of poetry ready. You have a week to prepare. I don't know how long it'll take you, but no less. I just want you, each and every one of you, to know that you are very much appreciated. I did want to shout out Alicia Walter, also known as Art by AMW on Instagram, and Estetica Exposure, because she did the illustrations for my book and my logo for my small business, and she does a lot for people at a very affordable and extremely professional rate. And so definitely check her out moving forward if you're interested in anything artistic. She's just dope, and she does that. I'm going to end this evening's episode with a letter from Dear Royals, Panhandlers, and Hopeful Souls, 42 unpublished letters. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, it's about 15% of poetry, maybe 8 poems in the entire book, and the rest are letters. And with regards to what's going on in the world around us, the title of the letter that I'll be sharing with you this evening is called Dear Justice. Dear Justice, hey, stranger, we miss you. It seems the likelihood of your presence is parallel to winning the lotto. Occasionally, we get lucky. You are sought after frequently. Marches, voters, people in pain call you evasive. Some refuse to say your name as if the mere mention will cause a tart flow of blood within their veins. No matter who it is or what their beliefs, you erupt in emotion, except for those who know you well. Without the desire to pursue you, a lot of individuals would be out of business. The systems in place, put in place, allow erroneous efforts in pursuit of you. At times, you show up with a smile on your face. Other times, you dig deeper into whatever hole or cloud you hide in. And still, we obsess over you. Historically speaking, you have arrived late, if at all. From a Christian's perspective, we know to wait on God to deliver you to us. As we do, you also belong to Him. It is such a sad day when, after days, weeks, years spent actively and aggressively running after you, folks have to walk away or pass away before they can ever see the fruit of their labor. With all due respect, you are an expensive commodity in high demand, when a portion of those who deserve to see your face have absolutely nothing to give aside from worn down shoes and ashy knees. How does that make you feel? You like that? I still believe in you. It beats the alternative, which is to become hopeless. Things worth having are worth fighting for. Every fight cannot be a victory. I get it. How sweet would it be to meet you if we saw you all of the time? How could injustice be hated so if you were ever visible? I know, I know. that is super theoretical, but it is real. With all of the bloodshed while in the midst of the struggle to secure you, you do somehow accept sacrificial lambs for your life. At times it seems they are required. May they forever rest in peace. I hope you bow your head with me. In the interim and moving forward, perhaps you will have an offspring. They could travel to places experiencing far more of your evil twin, injustice. Have you considered collaborating with your distant cousins? Liberty, peace, and freedom. All of you united would be a sight to see. The American dream says you all coexist. Is that a mere dream, though? The vision in your absence has to stop. The last breaths of many are worth so much more. We await your response. P.S. Who killed Tupac, Biggie, Scott LaRock? Oh, was I out of line for asking that question? And that is the end of the injustice. Thank you all for tuning in. Look forward to hearing your voice next week, Thursday. And, of course, have a great and blessed week. Good night.